Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl, Riri.
And Coco.
And it is time for a midweek check-in.
We should have a little song for that. A little midweek check-in. A little midweek check-in.
Check-in. Check-in. Ooh. 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 I don't know if you know, but I stay making up songs over here.
Oh, no, that's okay. We'll make up one for that.
Yeah, we should. And I'm a rapper and be famous in these planet streets for my midweek check-in. They're going to be like, it's time for that midweek. My midweek. Okay, sorry. So, you know, my ADHD meds have worn out. So, if I'm a little spacey, you understand.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
no
right.
One else.
Right. Oh, well, how you doing today? It's Wednesday. What you got going on?
Not much. Well, that's not true. A lot. But I'm tired, even with the long weekend we had from work. I'm tired. Huh?
These weeks be the longest when you get that break.
I know, yeah. So we have those 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And what else? Oh, I've got a lot of Happy Mail I haven't opened.
Ooh.
So I need to do that. I've just been busy and haven't sat still long enough to even do it. But I've got Villa Beautiful Box, Jane's Agenda Box, Playing the Spoon. Villa Beautiful Pins, of course. Yeah, so I got a lot of stuff I need to do. I need to tighten up that planner. But what about you?
Well, I did get some Happy Mail today. This company that is going out of business, it's called, I think, Rainy Day Plan. No, it's called Rainy Day Paper Code Plans or something. Anyway, she's going out of business, and so I had ordered something. I just been really in a buying mood. Like, I don't want to shop. I just want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered that. I had also ordered some lip tap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's Dollar Tree lip tap. Not Dollar Tree, but like Beauty Supply Soul lip tap. And I really thought it was something that she made. So I'm a little bit disappointed. But guess what?
Wait. She didn't sell you somebody else's tip to get her own.
I think she did.
I'm sorry.
Maybe she didn't say it was her own.
I'm going to need to know.
Okay.
Because now that's just where I draw the line. You can,
yeah.
I don't care if you rebrand something and tell me that, but don't be like, I made this. This is my own special thing. Oh, God, that brings me, never mind. We can talk about that in a minute. But because... You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Wait, hold on. Somebody told me they could still hear Kevin playing in the background. Okay. Somebody just sent me a text saying they could still hear Kevin. So we apologize. I didn't realize that the music was still playing in the background. We couldn't hear it on our end. So our apologies for that.
Hey, did y'all sing along this heaven? That's the question. Did you sing along?
That's right.
Because I want to know, because I would have been singing.
Oh, wait, what was I saying? You know my brain is crazy. I can't even think of what I was saying.
You were saying it reminded you of something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the copycat conundrum that we keep talking about. But
girl,
this situation is not even copycat. That's just, I'm going to sell you something.
Yeah.
Like I did it, yeah.
I think if I would have known it was like just beauty supply store, you know, I would have just been like, oh, no, I can go to the beauty supply store on my own. I thought I was patronizing a black business, you know.
Well, you were.
Yeah, well.
She got you all the way together.
Okay.
But maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're wrong.
Maybe
just do a little research, and then we'll report back to y'all on Sunday.
Yes, let me write that down to do my research on that. So I did plan this week. It's really simple. I'm doing sunflowers all month. And so I just did a little highlighter and pen with a little border. I used no washi this week. Can you believe that?
I can't. Are you ill?
Maybe. I don't even want to discuss it anymore.
Okay.
But, so I did that. I've been journaling. Oh, man. Guess what else I did?
What?
I just did it about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, what?
I uploaded a YouTube video.
Oh, look at you. Can you get all techie?
Girl, no. Let me tell you how ghetto it is. But
that's okay.
No, not ghetto.
Are you saying, or did you pronounce everything correctly, or did you say botanicals?
I probably said botanicals.
I bet you didn't. But we're not going to be friends with them.
And you know what I did do at the end, though?
What?
I got so excited, and you know how I talk, and I was like, I got some Velcro I could use. And I was like, bitch, I got some Velcro. I figured it out. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Kept on going. You know, I just had one of them internal monologues, and I'm so embarrassed. But I just said, you know what? I don't care. There's people out here doing way worse, and I just do not care. It's for me.
As long as you enunciate and you said, bitch, you know, you said it clearly where people could hear you.
No,
fine.
It was rambling.
Oh,
I'm gonna send it to you so you get it, and then if you say it's okay, then I'm going to share my link. But it looks
right here.
When you share your link, and it ain't nothing on that motherfucker but one video. But I mean, I guess everybody starts somewhere, right?
Did Song like it?
I just told her.
Oh, okay.
Like right.
Oh, before. You really did this without anybody? Don't you go near the technology without telling somebody in the future.
Well, it was like, am I going to do it or am I not going to do it? And I just felt like I wasn't going to do it if I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And other people out there just doing it. So I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it for me, you know. I might not get rich, but at least my mind will stay busy while I have some time.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Keep your little self busy.
So did you set your goals for September or for the fall season?
Right now, my first goal is to decorate my front porch.
Ooh, that's a good one. Let me write that down because I might want to do some decorating. I didn't decorate outside, but I did for Juneteenth. So maybe I will do it for fall.
Yeah, do it for fall.
Do you do
Do I do pumpkins? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't eat pumpkins, and I don't want nothing with pumpkin spice, okay? But I do like to decorate with pumpkins.
But, I mean, do you like the spooky pumpkins? Like, do you wait till then for pumpkins, or do you do pumpkins September and then November?
A spooky pumpkin? No.
Like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, no. Well, you know what, I may do that with the kids this year, though. They may be a little old enough for that. But, no, I just decorate with little plastic pumpkins or whatever they are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. So that, and I'm going, I have a nice fall kit that I want to use for a monthly. Don't try to kill me, but I have not put my monthly stuff in there, but I'm going to do it. I'm sorry, I've been a little busy.
Hey, life be life.
And, yes, my life has been life, let me tell you. So what else have I got to do? But I think I got some plans. My birthday is next month, so that's definitely planned. So.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you getting on a boat?
My favorite holiday of the year. Yes, I'm going to get on a real big boat, a ship. Yeah.
Hitting the boat. My mom used to say that when she used to go gamble. Hitting the boat.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. And, yeah, so I have a few plans. And other than that, I'll be mostly working my daughter's 30th birthday. So.
Oh, is the toddler baby going to have a party?
I can't tell you what's planned because she might be there.
Oh, well, I was just about to say, hey, toddler baby, call me and tell me what's planned so I can come and crash. Oh,
yeah.
Tell us the number so we can call. You can call in.
Yeah, I was just about to when you said that. So the number to call is 515-602-9680. Tell us about your plan.
If you have some seasonal goals. So I did my September goals.
And do you decorate?
And decorating, yes. That's a good question. So I did my September goal setting with my nieces and my family, and everybody got a goal, girl. Even the dog got a goal. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Even the dog got a goal. And so it worked out really well last month and this month. So I'm really excited about my goals. I don't do seasonal goal setting, but since you said that, I am going to work on decorating outside. And I am still cutting up some stickers and stuff for Halloween and a creative thing that I'm going to be doing. So two questions. Have you heard of a monthly remix, hashtag monthly remix?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I was scrolling. And this chick that I follow, her name is Monica, and she had a monthly remix on, and it was like a picture of her monthly spread, and there was no rhyme or reason, no color scheme or anything, but it was like some different every day.
Mm.
And so I asked her about it, and she was saying that it was just a monthly spread, and instead of planning every day, you just kind of put a sticker representing what you did or how you felt. And then you upload the picture with the hashtag monthly remix. And so I had this, planner that was just not getting any use. So I figured, fuck it, why not? So
mm-hmm.
I'll be doing that. And then also in collaboration with the Paper Fan, I'm going to do a altered composition book. Now, hear me out.
Oh, okay.
It sounds crazy. But it reminds me of when we was in, high school, me and my friends used to pass back and forth a book, like a composition book or notebook, so that we wouldn't get in trouble for passing notes through the periods.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we would, put stickers in it. Girl, I found some stickers from my big old age when I was younger from, the packets that my friends and I would, send each other or whatever. But anyway, so it's just like an altered composition book where you decorate the pages, put washi on the edges, anything you can do to it. Don't have to be matching, don't have to be colorful, but it's going to be Halloween related to kind of use some of the spooky shit that I have that I've collected over the years. And so I'm excited about that.
Okay.
So those are my two goals. My first goal was the junk journal, and I just told you I uploaded that. I'm still working on it, but I'm excited about it. And then the monthly remix and the altered composition book. So I'm really excited.
Well, good. Look at you.
Girl. Trying to do the damn thing. You hear me? Trying to stay busy. It's hard.
You know, Well, you, every time I talk to you, you sound really busy, so I think you're doing a pretty darn good job of being busy.
You know, and I guess I would feel like I was busy if every time somebody asked me what I'm doing, I say the same thing every single time, which is what you ask.
Yeah.
I mean,
but, but you're busy doing that. It's what you want to be doing.
You're right.
So that's, there you go.
That's enough, right?
That's enough right there. That's how I feel about it.
I'm going to take your word for that.
You should.
I'm yours.
I don't know much.
Know a little bit about a little bit.
Yeah, know a little bit about a little bit. But
a little bit about a little bit.
So, yeah. So those are your plans. I have some of my plans. My
thoughts on plan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a planner set up for next year yet? I think last week when we talked about it, you said something about sticking with your Jane's agenda.
That's right. That's right. And that's my planner, and I'm going to stick beside it.
Okay. So mini HP is your size for next year.
I like it. It works.
How sure are you?
80%,
90%, 95%.
96.87.
Okay, I like that.
Why you? But why? But why do you ask? Because do you have something better that I should be looking into? Because now you
no,
got me questioning myself.
I have been looking and watching all these new releases.
I knew you were going to say that.
What? So, you know, Hope and Michi just had a big, their 2023 release.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been watching a lot of videos on everybody getting their Hope and Michi, or Hope and Michi Cousin, which for those of you who are new to planning, Hope and Michi Cousin is like basically half a piece of paper folded in half. That's the size. It's like an A5. That's what they call it. And the Hope and Michi is like, ooh, I don't know. It's skinny and slim. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's like a piece of paper folded hot dog. So A5
yeah.
is hamburger fold, and Hobonichi is a hot dog fold, about that size. So anyway, I saw that. Villa Beautiful just came out with a planner this year, so I wonder if they plan on doing one again for next year.
Well, she said she was, and she was making some tweaks to it.
She said she was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's good. I know people have been asking Oso Paper to make a planner for forever. I wonder if she's doing that. I saw a new company called Sterling Inc.
Huh. I didn't see that one.
Basically, the Hobonichi V6. So it's like V6 size. It has monthly, weekly, and daily all together. So I already ordered my Stalogy, and then I ordered one of those.
But you think I should order one of those to put in my Aura cell?
No, because you have a V6.
But you just said it was a B6.
But you have a B6 allergy already.
Oh, I never used it.
Exactly. And you're going to use it as a journal this year, remember?
Yeah, but I want, is that other one not thick? I need something thick to go in that oil cell.
Oh, no, they don't start, none of them start off thick.
But I want to buy a thick one.
Well... I don't know what to tell you there.
Can you just make me work?
Yes.
Okay.
I will make you one. But you don't, anyway, we'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
So I've been noticing all of those. Also, I know I might be late with this, but did you know Erin Condren, what do you call that, like a Traveler's Notebook series, like planner?
I saw somebody post something in their story, but I didn't really
pay attention. But now she called it like fatigue planning. So every notebook has like a different theme, right? So it's like a wellness, a travel, a monthly, a weekly, of course a daily, of course a a notebook. But I just couldn't believe that she came up with it talking about, oh, it's a new system. So when I kept looking, I'm like, yeah, what is petite planning? I know they ain't talking about those little mini, mini ones. Girl, she was talking about the MTN. I was like, ma'am.
Oh, well, hey, I bet it's selling. Look,
yeah,
this, yes. I was like, what'd you say, Geneva? I was like, oh, she's petite planning.
Right.
I need that. Oh, no, I don't need that.
And, of course, everybody talks about how good the Erin Condren paper is. And I kind of want to write on it just to see.
Yeah, people have been talking about that for a long time.
My girl name, you know who I'm talking about. Get on there and do them lives. Tina Bopper. Tina Bopper love her some Erin Condren.
Erin Condren?
I'm telling you,
oh,
she had me sold.
Yeah, a lot of people say that the paper's really good or nice.
She had me sold. But then, of course, I was listening to her the other day, and now that the Happy Planner fall release is out, we're going to talk about that, I think she's going to go back to Happy Planner just because of A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, God.
That's my prediction.
They come up with a bunch of Christmas stuff?
No. But Nightmare Before Christmas is one of their Disney kind of themes.
Oh, God, then with that Disney stuff.
They came out with that. They came out one for Pixar. I didn't really look in detail at that one. I did look at the Nightmare Before Christmas one because it's so cute. But I ain't getting none of it. None. But they had some other, like, they used to have, like, they called it butterflies. They called it papillion or something. Well, now they have about 20 butterfly flannels, and none of them is papillion no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They, I'm trying to look on there now. Let's see. Happy flannel. New releases. So, yes, they have a million butterfly ones. Butterfly and Blooms. Butterfly and Blooms. More Butterfly and Blooms. You know, a bunch of shit. Oh, Value Pack. Deep Botanicals. Celestial.
Botanicals.
Botanicals. That's right. Did I say that?
You didn't. You said Botanicals. Say it right.
Oh, Botanicals. I'm sorry. Getaway Vibes. I hate when they try and sound cool. Vibes.
You are horrible.
You know, a bunch of stuff. They are definitely trying to get out of their comfort zone. They're actually listening to their people, I think, a little bit.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Baby, let me tell you something. These things, huh? I ain't bought a plan of full price in a long time.
Neither, and I ain't going to start right now. Anyway, I'm sticking with my James agenda.
Right. New watercolors. Girl, I know they lie with all these pages and new stuff. Anyway, go check out the Happy Planner link and see if there's anything on the fall release that you are interested in. They have new books, new planners, new discs, new notebooks, new washi. They got you pretty much covered. So go on and tell me what you think.
All right, can we talk about these two drama situations going on?
Ooh, I love it. Tell me more.
Well, it's not new drama, so for anybody. One of them is the topic, Conundrum Continues.
that it's just a segment now, okay?
Yeah, it's just become a segment. We got to find, like, a sound, something, I don't know. And the ongoing, what is it, IPC? Is that her name? I think
Ooh.
That's the name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
The one those people are stalking with the group.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Ivory Paper Company.
Yeah.
Girl, they still stalking her. And I would say, y'all, it has been a long time. Right? I don't even know when it started. But, I mean, I think I got in their group early last year just to be nosy. It had to be last year. They got their settlement. But she had a year to pay it, which was October of this year. So they're wondering how she's out buying a Mercedes, because she had a situation at a Mercedes dealership the other day. And she was on there venting like everybody who has an issue does. And they are saying, oh, how is she out buying a car and she hasn't paid off all of her debt to these people? But, you know, if she has set up her business legitimately, then she probably has some type of insurance, like a lot of companies do. If you're sued or whatever, the insurance pays, you know, like settlements and things like that, right?
Yeah, so, you'd be a fool not to.
Thank you. So she doesn't, she's not going into her grocery money to pay these people back, which I think they don't understand that.
I was just about to say, like, I get it, you'd be mad because someone screwed you over. However, do you really expect that motherfucker to starve because you didn't get a fucking planner, bitch? Please.
Right. So, and they haven't given up on it. And, I mean, it's like they follow. It is stalking, and it's almost like they're obsessed with her. Because they follow her just to say nasty, snarky things. And,
like, hate watching Tyler Perry movies?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know me, and that's not going to work, so I don't. Yeah, so it's just like, it's just so weird to me. It's like, oh, how is she out doing this? And why is she telling us about her marriage? And why is she showing her kids? But everybody does that, all small, a lot of small, but large businesses too. They show like their company picnics and outings and stuff they're doing in the office, because that's what makes you seem human. And that gives it the human touch, because people see that you're just everyday people, just like me. Or even if you're doing something that's kind of elitist, it still shows that you're a person, and people just want to know, you know, what you do. Yeah, she goes to Target just like me or whatever. So everybody does that. But that, it, like, drives them insane that she has a life. That's the weirdest thing to me. Even the neighbor next door to her, her office got on there, and she was chiming in and talking all kind of crap about the girl. and then somebody tipped her off and told her that this was happening, and she went over there and approached the lady and told her about it or whatever. But that was like last year this time. But at any rate, I said all that to say,
wait. Hold up. So, in the group, her next-door neighbor was talking shit. And
yeah, not her home neighbor.
Oh,
her work neighbor.
Okay, and she was talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ivory Paper went over there and talked to the lady.
Sure did, girl. Because somebody told her about it. Yeah, she sure did. She's like, well, she just came over and broke into my office and busted into my office and told me, asked me why I'm talking about her and all this stuff, and she wanted the manager and this, that, and the other. But I think it's no more than right, because you should be working. Why are you on here with all these old biddies because they didn't get a $40 planner? I mean, and look, I get it. When I order something, I want it too.
I want it.
You made the group. You said what you had to say. You went to the attorney general. You got your settlement. Wait for it to come. It doesn't come overnight. And that's what I'm saying. They think that this just happens overnight. Like, oh, she'll just be cash after me. my debt. No, that's not how this is going to work. So, and if you give me a year to pay something, you're going to get it at 11:59 on that date.
Man, it's something about that, right? Like, I know I got this, I don't know what car note's called, $500. I know I got $500 in my account for this car note, but if I take it out, I'm going to be broke. So let me just wait till the last minute to pay it.
Yeah, that's how it goes. As if it's going to change the amount of money you have, but it's a mental thing. But at any rate, so they're still, like, stalking her. I mean, girl, they made a TikTok page about her, a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and I'm like, oh, my God, y'all are really obsessed with her.
Over some paper.
Over paper.
I mean, but I guess I get it. On one hand, you do want your things.
Yeah.
You have to be very cognizant of people still got to live, you know. And, yeah, she lived off your money, and she took it right then. It wasn't no wait time. But I guess at some point, it's like when you let somebody borrow some money. Once you let it go, you have to, you know.
Yeah, you trusted her, clearly, right? So you put the trust in her to give it to you. Well, it didn't get to you, so now you have to find a resolve. And you found one. Now just sit back and wait for it, okay?
Right.
Oh, I don't have that kind of money. Well, you shouldn't have bought it. I mean, because honestly, if you crying that broke, and I'm just saying, then get yourself a paper and pen and write down what you need to write down. You don't need a fancy planner.
Speaking of, compositions on sale, composition books on sale right now. I don't know if it was at Staples, Office Depot, Office Max, but they like 50 cents.
Oh.
Take it back to the old school, babe. Okay.
Yep.
Take
exactly.
Take it back to the old school. Wow. That's crazy. Like, get a life.
Yeah.
That was so long ago. I think it was, like, during the pandemic, right?
It was. It was in 2020, I think, all this started.
Mm.
Here we are, almost to 2023. They got to stop it.
They do. They really, really do. Speaking of copycats, I see your homegirl, Miss Botanicals herself.
Yay, my own girl.
Got a pen that looked, I mean, very, very, very much like Villa Beautiful. And the reason why I'm dropping that name is because Villa Beautiful and Pen Gems are known for their pen.
For their pen. Yeah, that's it.
Can other people get them? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Are other people marketing them and all of that the same way? No.
Yeah.
Villa Beautiful has a freaking spreadsheet, planner, all kind of stuff just to keep up with the amount of pens that she has. And Botanicals is really trying it with this. She's trying.
Really? When I started, I was like, now come on. And she's got an anniversary box or whatever. And I'm like, do you have an original thought?
I mean.
But I guess not. And, I mean, it is what it is. So, I don't know.
And I guess everybody.
This is weird to me.
Here's another thing. It was brought out with the Outlaws. Everybody is releasing these journaling kits.
Yeah, which I must be out the game because I didn't even realize that. I don't need one, let's be clear. But.
You don't, but the journaling kits they are releasing look very much like you know how scrapbookers will tear the paper and just put it in there, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
kind of like junk journal.
Yes. So on one hand, if you think about it, Isabella Jules has been doing journaling kits for forever because hers are all spiritual by nature. They don't even come with the days of the week most of the time anymore. You know, it's like journal, pray, affirmations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now everybody's coming out with these ones with the rip thing. So I guess everybody gets on the bandwagon and, you know, rides it high. Now I think a lot of people are also with these mini kits because so many people are back to daily planning. Because I just, so last week, I mean, the other week when we talked about litigation and lies, right? By the way, that video was taken down. I have not seen it.
Oh.
Anymore. So I guess.
I wonder what happened.
I'm sure somebody's lawyer on either side was like, hey, that's enough of this.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, because that was too much.
Right. So anyway, that is gone. But what I've noticed is that same shop with the variety of things that she had going on, now she's branching out even further to give her a much more broader sense. Remember how I was talking about Let's Get Planned, how they had a doll for every occasion. You want a skinny doll?
Mm-hmm.
You want a doll with no face? Here you go. You want a punky doll? Here you go. You want a bright doll? Here you go. You want a comic doll? Here you go. You want florals? Here you go. You know, she had everything. So now I'm noticing that this smaller shop is actually broadening her, what do you call it, her stickers. And so now maybe this will give her, bring her in some more clientele, and the other people don't have to think that she's coming for them because she's not. Well, I'm hoping she's not. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of these people in real life, really. But. Just, you know, from the outside looking in, it's like, wow, you know, all this over some stickles and papers.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
It really is. It really, really is. When you were talking about shop owners, I would really like to interview a shop owner on the show.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I have a list of questions that I'd like to ask. You know, I can't compensate nobody for it, but I can, you know, pull them some traffic.
If you can't compensate, you know who ain't going to be here.
Who?
But anyway, I'm not saying nothing else.
I was like, who?
You know how they are. But, yeah, it would be good traction for some of them. I would, and anyway, I wouldn't even want somebody like that anyway. I would want somebody that is a small business looking to expand, you know?
Also, I would like to, I'm jotting down these questions, but I was watching somebody else do their, like a reel, and it was like something to the effect of, no, I'm not going to answer that question for you. No. Like,
yeah.
You know, research. So, I mean, I'm just curious about that. I don't want to know anything about owning a business or anything like that. So whoever I'm talking to about it, just if you listen to this, just know that I'm really more interested in the mechanics and not necessarily who your suppliers are. I do not care.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. So I can understand why some people won't answer those questions. You know, on Instagram, like, I'm not about to do your work for you. I did this my hard way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to. Yeah. Well, so who would, yeah, I think you should reach out to a couple. You know, oh, she doesn't have a, that's not.
She does. She has two shops.
Yeah, okay.
But I think she's a little too famous. I got to start smaller.
Oh, you want somebody smaller? Okay. Well, you know what? Put it out to our listeners. And let's do an Instagram post asking people for thoughts and considerations that we can reach out to people.
Yeah.
And interview them. I think that would be good.
I think so, too. If anybody would like to call in, I think you should. The number is
515-602-9680.
Perfect. So how do you store your seasonal supplies?
I don't know why you're starting on me. I don't have them seasonal. That's the problem for me. I don't have the patience to separate them. Like, I would literally have to be sitting down talking to people in order to sit there and do it. If I was to do it alone, it's not going to happen because it's just the way I'm set up, I guess, for whatever reason. But at any rate,
that is the whole reason we have a podcast.
I know, but I'm not okay. So I'll do it for an hour. We don't have to have a whole day.
Right.
We have to have a whole day podcast. For me to get myself in a, but I just have them all in like books. Like I have a what do you call those? So sticker books where you just put the sheets in. Not that you take the stickers off and stick in, which I think is ridiculous. But
oh, it's so dumb.
I know, but that's just
Let me not say it's dumb. It's not.
It's just our preference. Yeah.
It is time consuming, but it is very convenient to take with you. I'll give you that.
Yeah. It's almost like taking stuff out of a container to put it in another container, which I have done.
Yes, when you take your macaroni noodles out of the box and put it in the container.
Yeah, I don't do that one, but the detergent and stuff. But so anyway, I just put them in there by like Oso Paper, Villa Beautiful, you know, whomever the shop owner is, you know, I'll do that. And then I just kind of think of what I want to use or what colors or whatever, and then I just find them from that.
So I have, like, you know, a box that one of those old Villa Beautiful big kits came in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was working on stuff, I would just throw the stuff in there like, oh, you know. And then I started noticing, like, oh, this is all cold stuff. So let me do it like that. So I started putting all the stickers with girls in long sleeve shirts. You know, even if they're Oso Paper, it don't matter who. Just y'all hot. Let me put y'all in this box. Because I don't want to keep scrolling through a bunch of hot stickers when I'm in the booty short month. So they're kind of, they are separated by, like, warm and hot and cold. And then I have a book for dolls that I just, you know, and they just dolls use these. You know, use these. Or, mm-hmm. you know, somebody's asking, you know, oh, you got any doll stickers I can have? I just pull a sheet from, you know, some of these books, and I can just disperse them. But, yeah, I was just wondering, because I'm having a problem with my functional stickers. And I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to... Like, I got the functional words, and then I got the functional, like, little bitties. But, like, Oso Paper.
You don't know what to do, yeah.
Yeah, Oso Paper functionals come on a big sheet, and I got everything in, like, these small, like quarter sheets. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, I do. Oh, shoot.
And so I don't know, you know, I'm struggling with how to put them, and I want them kind of all together so that I use a variety. I don't want
mm-hmm.
to be using the same, you know, the same shop, because then I run out. Ooh, Vallejo Tuma just had a really good sale, and I just bought some stuff from there.
Oh, I like her stuff, too.
I was really, really happy about it.
I have some of her stuff.
Did I ask you about that wax paper thing already?
Oh, girl, yeah. That's, like, taking, yeah. But, because remember I told you maybe we talked about that in a group on Tuesday. On a Tuesday, not this Tuesday. I bought the one from Happy Planner, the guy. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but hear me out, y'all. You know I always got a rant and a rave. I'm not even going to rave about that. I'm just going to say I don't understand YouTube videos that do that, that put entire spread on wax paper and then take them off and put them on the planner and record only that part. I really kind of like to hear how people are thinking when they're laying down these stickers. Like, I don't know, I guess my planning style is changing or my planner interest is changing. Like, I really love a cute plan with me, but I don't want you to already have it pre-planned and then just stick it on there. Like, talk to me about your thought process. Why would you put the darker washi on the bottom versus the top? Why did you put those?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Are those dumb questions?
No, the no question is dumb. When I look at them, I'm just looking at it for ideas. So I'm not looking for the same thing. So then that's kind of probably part of the thing. Like, people plan differently and they watch for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah. So it is definitely a question. What kind of planner videos do you watch and why do you watch that type? Like, it's so many different kinds. Like,
yeah, I don't watch too many of them anymore because of the fingers. I realize that fingers creep me out.
Oh.
Even my own fingers, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Which is why I never did the plan with me. I told you I had, the whole setup and I was going to do it and went to IKEA, bought all the desk and everything. Yeah, never did it. I was like, oh, this is weird. First of all, I don't like my voice. And
oh, we love the toddler voice.
Yeah, you and Song do, not everybody. And I just thought it was just kind of weird, so anyway, I never did it. But I'm glad that there are people who do it because it gives me ideas sometimes. We got 10 minutes left. Y'all better call us, 515-602-9680. And y'all going to give us some ideas. Now, look, I'm going to start getting real aggressive.
Call me.
Y'all better call. Sorry.
Well, when I posted my little YouTube video, I got booty diggers. And I was fine at first. And then, I don't know, I looked down and I saw my fingers and I was like, oh, shit, I got booty diggers.
What the hell is a booty digger?
Oh, a booty digger is a nail that is right on your meat. Right on the meat of your finger, like it's very, very short.
Oh, like in the little puff of your meat is kind of up.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
It's not quite all the way there, but I call them booty diggers because you can dig up your booty and want them to be up under your fingers.
Oh, my God. Did she just say that out loud?
I did. I mean,
oh, wait, we got to call the girl. Look, the threats work.
Wait, somebody called, okay?
Yeah, hold on, let me see. Hi, caller, you live with Coco and Riri.
Nah, I don't like threads.
Oh.
What?
Okay. Well, you should have just called. First of all, you have to be threatened.
Okay. And what's a booty digger?
Who we talking to today?
You don't know my voice. You say I sound like a toddler.
I knew it was the baby toddler. I knew it was you. A booty digger is a fingernail that you done bit too far down, and it's like in the quick of your nail.
Oh,
you
my.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
What? You wouldn't dig up your booty with real long nail.
Yeah, that's weird. We'll have to save that for another time.
Sorry, that was inappropriate. But I usually get my nails done, too, and I took them off. Because my niece was practicing, so I let her do my nails, and they were really, really cute, and then I took them off, and I just came into the nail shop. But I was bored, and I wanted to do it. But how you doing, little baby?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
I hear you got a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm. What's the tea? What's he? On the birthday.
Right. I need you to know if I should invite it.
Man, we got a big connection. I'm at the. It's in my planner, though. I tell you that much. It's in my planner. Yeah.
So have you started planning yet?
So I haven't started like really planning. I'm gonna get there. I get distracted. I get distracted.
How can we help
Now I'm working on my crafting. That's what I'm working on now.
Ooh, what are you crafting?
Oh.
I'm learning sublimation.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good.
Yep.
What are you sublimating?
Cups. I'm doing cups right now.
Ooh. Do you think you can put our logo on a cup?
Of course.
Of course.
I'm going to send you one.
I would really like that. I will send you my address.
Okay, make sure
you do that. And we got to get our stuff together, that we're going to bring for the, SGS? Conference, because we will be going live daily from the conference with all the goods. That's November, something like that. It's the first weekend in November.
The conference.
You too can come to the conference.
Yeah, but we'll be going live to all our listeners out there daily with everything that's going on. Because y'all remember all the drama at that last conference.
Oh, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I, for one, will not call everybody fat.
Well, neither will I.
And I will not talk about how sedentary they look.
Neither will I.
Because I'm looking mighty sedentary today.
Yeah, me too.
How about the big boobs? I said, did you see my reel about the big boobs?
I did, child. That was cracking me up.
I'm part of the itty bitty titty committee, little toddler.
Well, she said they do the big girls with little boobs wrong.
Yes, they make everything for big boobs, and I just do not have them. And it's really disappointing.
What's disappointing?
Why does this dress look like a tent on me? In the front, at the top.
Oh. You should write into somebody about that. Have you tried Shein?
I have written, but I have written Lane Bryant and Torrid about it several times.
Oh, interesting, I think. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
All right, little toddler.
Thank you so
all
much,
right,
toddler,
y'all.
For calling in.
You're welcome, y'all.
Calling.
Have a good night.
You
too. Kiss the baby.
Bye-bye. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aw. That's really awesome to bully your toddler into calling.
I didn't. She's like, I don't want to be threatened. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Well, good.
I wonder, one of our friends from the group, the Outlaws, her initials are AT, said that she was going to listen today. I wonder if she's listening. But hopefully she is, and maybe one day if she is listening, she will get the nerve to call in, because she's been planning a long time. She's also a crafter who does all kind of really cool things, makes a lot of stuff for, like, party favors and stuff like that.
Those are the cool crafts.
And she messaged me earlier about our previous shows. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Did you get the feedback?
Yeah.
also, did I tell you how many listens we're up to?
No, tell me.
We just hit another milestone. We're past 400, I believe.
Oh, sucky ducky quack quack.
Yes, yes, we are. I'm really excited. Starting to get a little bit more traction. So don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to, you know, listen. Share the episode. Share the good one.
Yeah. Oh, they're all good.
They're all good.
But if you all have, and also if you have a topic, something that we haven't talked about that y'all want to talk about, because we think about a lot of stuff and we're like, oh, I don't know, they may not want to hear about that stuff or whatever. So just let us know, because we're full of information, we're full of opinions, and not afraid to use those too. So just let us know what you want to hear about. We are
also
here for you.
If you log on and you see some random ramblings, Riri rambles. Just know it's because I'm completely bored and there is no method to my madness. I'm just doing something to be doing it, and I don't want to talk to myself anymore.
Well, and I apologize for leaving you out there alone for so many
no,
days.
No, but you have to work.
I know, but I still feel bad about it, because it's also why we haven't been very consistent with our calls, and it's my fault because I haven't been, I've been working. Yeah, I've been working and traveling for work, so I haven't been able to.
Sorry. I had to finish.
Thanks for that. We appreciate it. So anyway, we're, you know, we're trying to be more consistent, but so I'm sorry, I don't mean to leave you out like that. And what we are going to start doing when my travel schedule picks up again, we have the next three Sundays, so we will just pre-record them and then put them there, but then you won't be able to call in. So y'all should call in and have some fun with us sometimes and give us some ideas, some thoughts. You can email us, DM us on Instagram. You know, let us know what you're thinking about.
I like that. So I had gotten a couple of messages because people actually listened to the end of the show, like all the way to the end, and heard the different outros.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, speaking of that, I want you to write that down and send it to me, the one you used that I like a lot, because I'm going to put that on our journal when I make it.
The first one?
The one about, what'd you say?
Beef.
Mm-hmm. When your brand is beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. That was my girl, Queen Latifah, on The Equalizer. I like to give credit where credit is due. So thank you guys so much for joining us on Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
And I am so excited that you did. Stay up on your September plans. It's a midweek check-in, so fill out your planner. Write down those dinners that you didn't write down on Monday and Tuesday or today. And we will talk to you on Sunday.
Okay. Our friend is listening, but she's got the Rona, so I'm sorry, she's not feeling well. So she didn't call in because she's got a hoarse voice.
I'm so sorry. I hope you feel better from the cough.
Yeah, so next time. She sent us a message.
Yay, I'm so glad. It makes me happy. So today I have another ratchet rambling ending. Are you ready for this, Coco?
Ready.
Oh, Lord. A dick ain't nothing but meat and bone. Suck it, and take your ass home.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, there we go.
That was for you, hetero. That was for the hetero.
We
I hope you all have a good night.
We appreciate it.